Welcome to a special edition of Nerdy Bored and Almost 30. We're going to brainstorm
a few things here. Catcalling ideas.
So we have this idea to turn catcalling sort of on its head, just to like flip the gender expectation and have Sarah catcall men.
And so we live in a beautiful beach town, Santa Barbara, and...
oh God, don't tell them where they live. They're going to come rape us.
Santa Barbara.
Well, me and mostly, though.
They're
going to
rape
you.
I don't know. Whatever. So,
put my knee on your shoulder.
A lot of really, really attractive men around. Like, it's summertime. They're
left
taking their shirts
right
off.
And they're talking.
This is Southern California. Like, people look good. And I'm honestly...
You have to explain. Nobody else knows what that means, though. Like, they live in places with ugly people. Like,
They don't understand. The tens in their towns are fives here.
Okay, so just like anecdotally, in Southern California, it's even different from Northern California. I remember like whenever I go, this is gonna sound so shallow and mean.
Because we're talking about how attractive people are that we don't know. Like, we don't have a chance to get to know everyone in the world. Some people are ugly. Period.
True. That's a stupid photo.
That is a stupid photo.
So,
Angel Martin Campos.
Miguel is his first name.
God damn, who has four names?
People who speak Spanish.
What do you think they call him? Does his family call him Angel?
Angelito.
Oh, that's cute. That's adorable. Okay, anyway, go on with the NorCal uglies.
So when I first moved up to the Bay, so this is like, when I go to the Bay, I see couples and like, I don't want to look at either of them. And then I'm like, oh, that's nice.
They found each other.
They found each other. Like, these people found love. And you know what? It's really humbling because, yeah, okay, fine, fuck you. If we do this, hold on.
You want to pause?
No. Yes, I do want to pause. We'll be right back. Okay, so things that you could say as you catcall men.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about ugly people. And anyway, so in Santa Barbara, there's just been like this influx of attractive men. And I see them, and I get it. I understand. I want to yell at them. I want to let them know they look good.
It's not that there's an influx of attractive men. It's just that we're old now. And there's like all these people
They're so young.
There's people that are younger than us that they exist in
sexual
context.
They're running around with their shirts off. It's amazing. What should I yell at them? My inclination is just to be like, you're attractive. And I'll probably get like a wave or something. I'm expecting like a smile and a wave.
Okay, how about this? Like, so you have to, like, one thing. When you're catcalling, cheesy things are okay. Like, right?
Okay.
You say really dumb things to people when you catcall.
That's true. People say stuff like nice tits.
Yeah, so you'd be like, nice nips.
No.
Why not?
It's weird. Can I say like...
Nice tits is weird.
Can I say like nice pecs?
No.
Nips?
Nice nips. Make it stupider.
Mm. Really? Okay.
I think so.
Then you would respond well to nice nips. How would you respond?
Nobody responds well to catcalling.
Well, no, it's very offensive.
The point is that it's like so stupid that it's offensive. It's like, you think that would make me like you? Nice pics is like, oh, you noticed? Thank you.
That's why he's shirtless, right?
Right.
Not because it's hot out.
Right, so you say something dumb like nice nips, where it's like something out of his control. It's nothing he's worked for. And it's very objectifying.
It's something out of his control.
Yeah.
That's like the best argument.
And then he's just like, I don't know how to respond to that. Like, thank you, I guess. I
want him to feel like flattered and objectified.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
nice nips.
Nice nips.
I will yell that.
I've convinced you.
I'll do it. It makes sense.
Yeah, what else can we say? Like,
The inclination is just, you're hot. I'd yell that at people when I was in high school. I used to catcall men when I was younger.
I think you can compliment asses, because men don't have, like, a really...
Can I call it a tush?
Yeah, call it a tush.
Nice tush.
Nice tush, sweet cheek. Say that.
Nice tush, sweet cheeks. Oh, that's good. That, wow, I feel old saying that.
I know.
I like it.
But the point is to make them uncomfortable, right?
Yes. Apparently it is. I thought the objective was to, like, get a phone number.
Yeah, dude. What are you talking about?
You might get
I thought the whole point was to be like, we're going to objectify you. This is catcalling.
My whole point was, I've been seeing attractive men, and I need to know what to yell at them.
No, this was going to be a video that we were going to do about catcalling.
Your goals strayed a little bit from mine. I'm still willing to do it and do what you say, but my main goals in the beginning there were like, well, these men are attractive, and they need to know it. They already know it, don't they? Do people know it? I think they do.
No.
They're running around.
I think it'd be way funnier to get them uncomfortable and get it on tape.
That's fine.
Post it to
I can
YouTube.
Do that. I'll yell at strangers.
I know. I saw you do it earlier today. He
sucker
right. parking.
He did sucker parking. That asshole.
That was on purpose.
Yeah, I'll yell at strangers.
Anyways.
I like this idea.
Yeah, I think it's a fun idea.
Nice tush, sweet cheeks.
Nice nips. Hey, sweet nips. Like, just say that to somebody. If they're not wearing a shirt, they'll, like, look down at their nipples and, like, think about it for a sec. Like, sweet nips.
Yeah.
Hey.
But I'll be gone.
But here's the thing. Like, if they respond with, like, a positive sexual advance, you got two choices, right? Like, either reciprocate.
I'm sorry. I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So, keep talking.
No, I think it'd be funnier if you don't reciprocate. Because here's the thing. Like, okay, fine. We could do a video where you actually hit on men randomly and they have sex with you
and
their fantasies.
That sounds weird.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
need
strange.
That.
Instead, I think it'd be much more interesting and
mm-hmm.
we'd garner a better audience if we go like, okay, let's flip the catcalling on its head. Some boys will like be like, oh, some girl likes me and they catcalled me and that's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll respond to that positively because they think that women want that.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll be like, all right, let's fuck. And then you have to deny them.
Oh. Okay. How?
Be like, I don't know. Say something that'll, like, really degrade them. Like, I don't know, you're, like, your dick's too small. That would just, like, they'd just be like, my dick's not small. Like,
nice nips, but you got a small dick.
No, you don't have to sound like fucking, like, Rick. Like, drunkard. No, like, okay. Like, hey, sweet nips, like, they're like, huh? But what was the other one you came up with?
Nice
tush. Nice
tush. Sweet cheeks.
Oh, yeah, you want some of this?
No.
That's it. That's your creative, the creative retort. No! You gotta be like, no, I want to feel it.
Am I saying that?
Yeah, say it. Okay, so let's role play, right?
Okay. Nice tush, sweet cheeks.
Oh, you want some of this?
Not really.
What are you, Woody Nelson? Like, what are you doing here? That's his name. Are you the Onion of Arabia?
Okay.
Just say no. I want to feel it. So, begin.
Nice tush, sweet cheeks.
Oh, you want some of this?
Yeah, I want to feel it.
Was that a yeah or a no? Because Kelly said yeah.
If it was no.
Yeah, I want to feel it. You're such a horny slut.
Why is no? I want to feel it. What?
No, comma. I want to feel it.
I don't want to feel his butt.
No, the dick. Whenever a guy references himself.
Oh.
Oh, you're
that
a fucking
didn't make
dog.
That was too intellectual. That went way over my
no,
head.
No, it didn't. It went way under
because
your head. Because guys, whenever they think about what they're going to do to you, it involves their dicks. Because
I thought that the it referred back to the tush that I was
you
talking
really
about.
You really think that a guy would talk about his butt to you?
I was talking about his butt to him. I thought we'd stay
he
on
doesn't
topic.
Give a shit. Once you sexualize him, he's going to put his dick in you.
Oh my goodness.
Do you not know how men work? Because, like, I would think, like, if some girl...
Do you know how grammar works?
Grammar doesn't involve cocks. So, if a girl told me, like, hey, sweet tush, or whatever the fuck you said, I'd be like, oh, okay, you're like, you want to fuck?
I'm going to say, no, I want to feel it.
If they're like, no, I'd actually want to feel it, I'd be like, oh, she's talking about my dick. Because everything's about my dick. Because I'm a guy.
Wow.
What are you, retarded?
No.
Learn.
You can't say that.
Educate yourself. What's he doing? You get a shot. You know what
Ali
I mean.
G?
Yeah.
It's dicks.
Educate yourself. No. Like I think I'm of the mind as a male that like if somebody like catcalled me, if a girl catcalled me and sexualized me, and it was about a body part, like
you
I wouldn't
talk about your dick.
I wouldn't care. I'd be like, oh, I'm being sexualized, dick time.
Okay, and I trust your experiences as a male. Just my experiences with the English
like,
language led me to believe that it referred
yeah,
to
yeah, no,
his
I
butt.
Could totally see that.
I was confused.
No, it's the innuendo.
Okay. Alright, I get it. I'm making fun of his dick. That seems mean, though.
What was the point of this whole exercise? Hold on. I thought we were, like, turning catcalling on its head.
You turned it into that? That's not what I started out with. I just started out with a story about my life.
Wait, hold on a second. You just want to catcall young men and maybe fuck them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, like, if I make them feel uncomfortable, then, like, that's also a win.
Okay, that's different, then. You just be like, hey, I've got a vagina and I want to have sex with you. That's really all you need.
That's a great catcall.
Yeah, like, if I was a guy and a girl was like, hey, I've got a vagina, I want to have sex with you, I'd be like, yes or no right there. Or like, really?
That'd be hilarious. I would yell that at people.
You know what? That would be a really
Let's
good way.
Let's try all of these.
I like the idea of just like, hey, I've got a vagina, I want to have
sex
with you.
Yeah, vagina. Sex. That sounds gross. I don't want to actually.
You'd be like that old creepy lady that like comes like that like the college kids at like UCSB are like, man, I talked to this girl, she was like 40.
Yeah.
And she totally wanted to fuck or something. It was weird.
And then there'd be like some other who's like, oh yeah, I know I fucked her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'd
it was
be
weird.
Yeah, that'd be you.
Yeah, I can live with that. It's fine.
You can live with about anything, I think, like these days.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Feel bad about it? People.
People like you, or?
What do you mean, people like me? Like women?
No, not women. Most women, like, don't do what you do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just catcall men.
I don't want to catcall men.
Well, I'll just catcall.
They might think I'm a woman and want to have sex.
That
I'll
is
be like,
true.
I've got a dick, sorry.
That may not be an issue.
There's been times when they've let me know it's not an issue. No, you know what's weird? When I was in Mexico, I'd get catcalled all the time and I'd be like, do these people know I've got a cock? Or old Mexican men just really fucking dirty.
They are just, they're so horny. They don't even give a shit.
They'll
you
just,
got a butt,
just,
you got a hole, you got a mouth.
They'll just touch my shit with their dicks. That's how little they give a shit.
Yeah.
Now, I remember like walking around on a construction site once.
Oh god.
And I was like, all these people were whistling. And at first I thought it was to my mom, because I was with my mom at that point.
That would make sense.
But my mom was like indoors somewhere else.
Oh,
and then I looked up and they're all looking at me and I was like, oh. I'm going to go inside now.
How'd you feel? Did you feel scared?
No, they were, like, on buildings. Like, if they wanted to get to me, they'd have to die.
Okay, that's fair.
And if they came down, I'd be like, cock, if this is going anywhere, it's in you, not the other way around, you asshole. Like, if somebody tried to rape me, I'd try to rape them back. I don't even think that would be gay. I'd just be like, fuck you.
Nuh-uh.
Like, no. And I've wrestled people bigger than me. I'm usually pretty good at getting on top of them and pinning them down.
Well, I mean, Vin Diesel would be able to beat up The Rock.
Not at wrestling. That requires imagination. yeah.
wrestling. Yeah, The Rock, he's the professional.
Let's make believe. Yeah, no, like, if somebody tried to fucking put their dick in me, I'd just be like, no, fuck you. Like, literally.
Be funnier if, like, you were going to rape them, but, you know, they were ugly, so you couldn't get it up. You tell them, and then they feel bad.
In this universe, this rapist comes up to me. He's trying to rape me. He's got his dick all hard and stuff. And I'm like, no, win the wrestling match. I'm like, I'm going to rape you instead. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to rape you, but.
I can't. Holy fuck,
you're ugly.
This is so gay.
I can't even get it up.
You ugly gay.
No, it's not even about being gay. It's just like, you're so ugly, I can't get it up. And then they're like. Oh.
Yeah.
And they're like, their shoulders drop, their head tilts down, their eyebrows relax, and they just look sad.
And you walk away. And you're like, sorry, man.
And I pull my pants up, and I'm just like, out.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you try to. Don't rape people. You might get denied.
That'd be perfect.
Don't rape people because you might get denied brutally. Like, emotionally. Emotional scarring. You thought you could rape me, but really, I raped your feelings.
Yeah.
I like that. That's kind of funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, you said a four
It'd
four
be like
panel.
A four-frame comic.
Please. You should write it.
Okay.
I'll draw it. It's going to be stick figures.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, you need to do my Ronald the Rapist thing.
We
got to
sit down about that.
That's true.
You got to separate it into different pages.
Yeah. You gotta get creative with stuff, too.
You gotta.
Shut up. When is the new Rick and Morty coming out?
When you shut up.
Never.
That was such a good time.
That was the first time I saw.
What?
Oh, it was stupid. Yeah, that was great. You got him good.
You got him real good.
No, I like all of these ideas of catcalling men. And I really do like the idea of, like, you pretending to be my abusive boyfriend.
In public?
Yeah, because
we need a third to film.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, we need a third person to film.
Mm-hmm. We need to do it bigger. And then we can do it the other way around, and no one would care, because feminism is numb.
What the way around?
If I'm being mean to you.
What do you mean?
If I'm doing the same stuff, if I'm, like, abusing you, no one would care.
That wouldn't work.
If we
I'd
had
punch
some
you.
Other woman abusing you.
Maybe that would work. You know, like, one thing I thought was interesting, so, like, one thing I think about a lot as a short guy who dates women who are typically taller.
Who are, like, taller than most men?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. Is, like... What kind of, like, so the gender expectations of, like, a typical heteronormative relationship are, like, okay, you've got, like, this demure, like, sensitive woman, and then, like, this masculine male, and, like, he has to mitigate his aggression
mm-hmm.
with her, and that's, like, chivalry, right? Like,
yeah.
He's like, oh,
yeah,
like,
that's
I don't...
a good way of putting it.
So, And this is, like, this is played out through, like, embodied experience. Like, oh, okay, like, this person, and I'm butchering this. Like, I've thought about this in a way clearer way.
You're drunk right now, so, like, I understand that your words aren't working as well.
Yeah.
As your smartness would really let us believe.
So, one thing I found interesting about, like, just being in these different embodied experiences is, like, well, how do you then try to... create situations in which the gender expectations are inverted, but they're not necessarily in, like, they're still, like, heteronormative enough to be confusing. Does that make sense? Like, I'm still, like, a guy with a dick and I'm fucking a girl.
Yeah.
So that stuff's still there.
I'd assume so.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, like, you start changing gender roles without, like, moving out of heterosexuality. And then you can play
mm-hmm.
with people's expectations. It's like, since it's closer to the norm and it's unexpected and they're embodied, like, you see, like, oh, this girl's, like, tall and that guy's short. That's weird.
Yeah, but he's still, like, manifesting the masculinity that we expect out of heterosexual couples.
Or not. Right? Like, or, like, you've got, like, what if you played out that abusive relationship in public with a male getting abused?
Oh, well, people wouldn't care. There are already videos of that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so I subscribe to, like, a couple of men's rights. I guess I like a couple of men's rights groups on Facebook.
What these guys are abused.
They're always posting, like, weird stuff to make it look like women are being hypocrites. Like, that's their main thing, is trying to show that women are being hypocritical and that there's, like, this double standard. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is, like, in domestic violence, there are actually a lot of women perpetrators against men, mostly against other women, like in lesbian couples. But there was a couple of videos
that
were posted. Yeah. There are a couple of videos posted where, like, they had a couple, a male and a female, and in one of the videos, the man would, like, he kind of yell at her and, like, slam her up against a window, and, like, other men would get involved and be like, hey, what are you doing? But they do it again where, like, the woman did those same things or, like, yelled at him, called him stupid, slammed him up against a wall, and no one cared. Which, like, it seems like editing could have a huge impact on it.
Were they the same size?
They're about the same size. So this would be a little bit more interesting with, like, a larger woman.
Yeah, the reason I think that people don't typically get involved in those situations is that they assume that the male still has control of the situation.
Yeah, their argument is usually, like, men are so socialized to not ever hit girls that they're actually at a disadvantage.
See, this is the thing. I'm, like, I consider myself a feminist. I've told my dad this. My dad's like, you never hit a woman. I'd be like, dude, if a woman is bugging me, if a woman hit me in the face, I'd hit her back. Like,
why not?
I don't care if she has a vagina. Like, that's
It
seems sexist not to hit her back, right? Like, it seems sexist. Like, oh, she's so womanly that I can't, like, punch her? No.
I don't know. If someone wants to get into a physical altercation with you, like, you need to defend yourself.
Not only that, like, I mean, like, if I have rules where, like, I'd hit a woman in X, Y, but I'd hit a man in X, Y, Z, like, that just seems sexist. Like, no, I'd hit them both for the same reasons.
No, I agree with you. I think that it's weird, but I have never heard, like, someone take me aside and be like, no, you don't hit girls. So I don't understand what that socialization would be like.
Yeah, okay.
Is that something that you've gotten?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not because I ever hit a girl, just, like...
It just seems to, like, permeate the culture.
Well, also, like, also, so you get stories of, like, dads tell you stories of, like, oh, you know, you do this, you do that, and then, like, oh, here's a good example. My little sister, like, her baby daddy, like, a while ago, like, hit her or something. Like, this is, like, a long time ago. And my dad was, like, calling him a coward for hitting her. And I was like, well, have you met her? She's pretty feisty. Like, I don't... It's,
she's a cunt. She yeah. probably served.
Yeah, she's... Well, that's all true. But, like, no, more like I would hit a lot of people before I'd hit my little sister because she tried to, like, claw my eyes out. Like, that's not cowardly.
Yeah.
Like, she... I think she's completely capable of, like, fighting back. Like, I don't see how this is, like... Oh, what a coward. He hit this girl. Now, like, in the typical, like, heteronormative relationship, like, if you're a 6-foot dude and you're dating, like, a 5'4 girl or something, and, like, you hit her, then...
If you, like, hit a girl for making fun of you, like, if she doesn't start the physical altercation, that seems wrong to, like, escalate it.
Well,
that seems wrong with, like, the male also.
If you hit anyone
for,
like...
Don't be the first one to do it.
Yeah, if you take the first swing, you're pretty stupid.
Yeah, you should.
Unless they parked wrong.
Oh, my God. Then you swing with a rock in your fist.
While we were walking down that, like, while we were walking in that garage, so Sarah, like, yelled at somebody for parking like an idiot.
I just said you parked, like, you didn't park well. Like, I didn't even say you parked like a dick. It was like, you didn't park very well. And he said, yeah, I did it on purpose. And I said, that's way worse.
Yeah, I know. I know what you said. But I was, like, I was walking next to you, and I was like, fuck, if she starts a fight, like, I am fucked. Like,
I thought that also. It was like, we're not going to get into a physical fight with these people.
Yeah, I was like, I was waiting to see the cues of a fight so that I could, like, punch first. Because I would be like, okay, that'd be one, and then I just have to deal with two.
Like, A, there were, like, four of them.
Yeah.
And two of us.
So yeah, I'd assume
we were
you
at
would
a disadvantage.
Deal with two.
There were, like, four of them and one of us, because I'm not fighting.
You'd fight. You'd fight the girl.
What?
You'd keep her off me.
Okay.
If you didn't, I'd kick the fuck out of you.
What? No, I can do that.
What do you mean, what? No, I would.
I could handle that.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I'd defend your honor.
And the Filipino guy. I think you'd take him, too.
I'd take him, but I could take the Filipino
couple. You just
couple.
Get his little cock in your mouth and just blow up.
Okay, yeah. You attract more flies with honey than with vinegar.
That's racist.
What?
And this has been our brainstorming about how to...
We're going
to
yell at men.
Catcall
I'm going to yell
men.
At men.
And I want to record it. I actually want to pick up a camera to record it with. That'd be fun.
So why can't you do it with your phone? It's not going to pick up enough audio?
It's too obvious. People
That's
like
true.
People are aware when you're pointing your phone at them. If you had like a little thing that was on your body that you could like point, then it's easier.
You like wearing a cap or some glasses.
Or like a GoPro.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like Santa Barbara's a touristy enough city where like you wear a GoPro and people are just like whatever.
People have GoPros on their helmets when they're bicycling or motorcycling around constantly.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It is. I don't like it. I don't like that other people think their experience.
I'm really
is
happy
so
that
great.
People that make cameras like have found a niche. Right? Because like they're like, what are we gonna do with like phones? Like I don't know. We'll make a thing smaller than a phone that can still, like, take pictures and videos, but that won't break.
And that's
a fucking great idea. Let's do that.
You won't get phone calls
that's
or
like,
text
this
messages.
This is the only digital cameras. They're still being sold. Like, indestructible little
yeah,
cubes. Like
that's very true. Who needs a digital camera anymore?
Yeah.
No one, but, like, people's parents have those.
You're like, there's a card in that? Okay.
Or, like, people who are way too into photography.
But then they have, like, DSLRs, which is
mm-hmm.
decent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then you got different
pictures.
Lenses and stuff. They don't think that. Like, I mean, the pictures are... That's another conversation. Yeah, fuck it. All right. Well, thank you for listening to this special edition of Nerdy Board and Almost 30, in which we discuss how to catcall men with Sarah. And
we will discuss it after we have actual evidence.
And pussy.
And pussy.